Well, I thought it was time to have a look at what happened on this day in history with the Beatles. I may have mentioned once or twice that I'm from Liverpool. Have I ever mentioned that, Pilar? Not entirely sure if I've ever mentioned that. Well, I am, yes, indeed. And, of course, you can't walk down the street in Liverpool without being reminded that Liverpool is where the Beatles are from. So, you have to sort of forgive me, but basically, you know, it's like you're sort of walking around as a Scouser, and like you have the Beatles on your shoulders or something, and there's always something to talk about related to the Beatles. Anyway, you know, I think the Beatles are fantastic, and it's sort of works out quite convenient that because I'm from Liverpool, if you want to sort of go on a Beatles trail and sort of follow the Beatles and go to all the places that they played at and everything, there are simply so many things to do in Liverpool related to the Beatles. Now, on this day in history, if I have a little look here through our history, in 1963, poor old Paul got the flu. And the British press went crazy reporting his condition, literally hour by hour progress reports. Poor old Paul with the flu. So that was 1963. And are you aware that there's a rumour, a conspiracy theory going around that Paul McCartney is not actually Paul McCartney, that he's dead? And the Paul McCartney that we all know, who's alive and well today, is not the real Paul McCartney. Yes, it's true. There are people, especially on the internet, who believe quite strongly in that conspiracy theory. That's very bizarre. But, you know, there we go. They reckon, if you look at the, I think it's the Sgt. Pepper album cover, they reckon there's all sort of secret hidden messages to support that hypothesis, but I don't believe it. Did you know that the Liverpool broadcaster Kenny Everett was such a big fan of the Beatles? He was friends of the Beatles, and he was a good friend with the Beatles manager Brian Epstein, that he was given, that he was the first person, Kenny Everett was the first person in the entire world to get a copy of the Sgt. Pepper album. And what he used to do, I don't know if they had I suppose that they did have stereo back then. What he used to do is he used to broadcast the music from the Sgt. Pepper album, but he would sort of turn off, for example, the left channel. So he'd turn off one of the channels, because with stereo, very often you have the music on one side and the vocals on the other. So he used to turn off the channel that had the vocals and then sort of mix it into a sort of a mono channel, if you like. And he used to then basically have the Sgt. Pepper songs with no singing, and he'd then sort of sing over it. Pretty good stuff. I don't know if any of that sort of survives, if it's out there in the archive somewhere, but that would be great to listen to. So anyway, what else has happened on this day in history? The Beatles animated movie Yellow Submarine premiered in the US in 1968. My voice is terrible today, you may have noticed. I'll go and make a nice cup of tea in a second, I think. That normally helps me out. The Yellow Submarine. There is an actual Yellow Submarine that you can see in Liverpool. It used to be in the Festival Gardens, and then it was moved. It was in Chavaz Park for quite a while, and now you can go and see the Yellow Submarine. It's outside, believe it or not, Liverpool John Lennon Airport. Indeed. But that's it for the moment. If I can think of something else, I'll come back and do another one later on. But I need me cup of tea. I really do, you know what I mean? So it's time for me to say goodbye. November 13th, 2010. Taking a look back at what happened to the Beatles way back in history. Thanks for listening.